Makes a lot of sense for the Patriots. Drake May throws about as good a deep ball as anybody at his age, especially in the game. And I've heard GMs say this, when you play in a Super Bowl, when you win a Super Bowl, whatever it is, you have to stay aggressive. You can't be complacent. This is them being aggressive. This is them trying to cash in on a rookie window. And Mike Vrabel has that old thing back. AJ is going to be on his best behavior. That's what makes this trade great. For a year, at least, he's going to be on his best behavior.
I guess we'll find out. That is Chris Long. AJ Brown to the Patriots. What do you think? 803-0550. I think everybody is saying the same thing. Which, when that happens, I would be a little bit careful. Everybody is saying the same thing. This is what you do. He's great. They're good. Needed the help at the position. This is what you do. Okay.
Bills did the same thing. Sal just said it.
The Bills did the same thing with Diggs.
Year three. Yep.
And then they won a lot, couldn't get to the top of the mountain, and we started to talk about how they could have had Justin Jefferson. And it'll be 2028 when the Patriots' first-round pick goes to Philadelphia.
So it might be until, although Jefferson hit right away, but it might be until 2030 before you're maybe having any kind of buyer's remorse about the draft pick specifically, anyway.
Which would be the first year possible for the Jets to get back in the playoffs as well, according to your bet.
Yes, according to me. Yeah, that's right.
I was wondering if you were going to make it in here. So Bulldog has a colonoscopy tomorrow, and preparations are underway. And I thought maybe like 3 minutes ago I would have to go on my own here, which, you know, fine. And I was thinking I would mention or talk, just bring up like, whether today is the day you work or tomorrow is the day you work, and which of the 2 days is the better day to not work. When you have a colonoscopy in the morning,
yeah.
By tomorrow afternoon, maybe you'll be like a little out of it. But.
Yeah, right. I remember sleeping a lot the last time I did this, and it was the same deal, very early in the morning. About 7 is my time tomorrow morning, and I don't recall thinking, I could have worked today. We'll see. But I didn't want to, you know, have to take 2 days off for it. And, you know, I'm good so far. Good.
I shouldn't bring it back up.
It's been an hour.
Maybe.
It's been more than an hour since I drank all the stuff. And so while we were talking to Sal there were, you know, there was
rumblings.
Rumblings is exactly what there were. Yes. But I'm still okay.
Okay, good.
No.
I'm glad that you made it back.
Yes. I'm sorry to have worried you.
No, I wasn't worried. I was just preparing in my own way.
Either way, yeah. Did you take the day off? Well, you mentioned how you did the prep on a Sunday.
Yeah.
You didn't come in here after you had the procedure. Okay.
No.
All right. Yeah, so I'm taking tomorrow off. that's my plan. I figured I could get through today.
I gave up a Sunday. Which you do, right? You got to give up a day.
Sure.
And I didn't really mind. You said about how, was this yesterday or was this earlier today? You were saying how, like, you were thinking about eating all the time. I brought food in, which was an unfortunate coincidence, perhaps. And I never had that. Like, I don't know. I'm not in a good eating
routine. Well, see, right I'm now, a so. Very routine. Like my weekdays are always, they're very much the same. There's some sort of physical activity this time of the year. I haven't done it yet, but weekday golf is going to start happening for me at some point here. Today would have been a great day to do it. The weather's finally nice. It's really dried out. But
you have this.
I didn't want to do anything that I'd come home from hungrier than I would be if I were just kind of sitting around. But anyway, most days if I golf or I work out, I'm done around 11:30 with that. And then it's, all right, something to eat. And is my wife working or not? What do I got to think about for dinner? Is there prep I need to do? Do I need to go to the store? Yada, yada, yada. Like, that's a lot of my weekdays. That's why I was more thinking about missing the planning than the actual eating. You know, like I wasn't like starving, and I'm not even starving right now. I mean, this stuff I drank is having a lot that fills you up.
Go on. Or don't go on.
So,
actually.
But like I just found I think about and plan what to eat it's a lot of my weekdays. That, so I wasn't sitting around going, man, I really am hungry. It was more every time I thought, oh, what am I going to have for dinner tonight? Nothing, idiot. And I thought that way more times than I should have. I get up, walk through the kitchen. Oh, let's see what's in the I don't need to worry about it.
So will you be able to watch this hockey game?
Yeah, yeah, I should. No, I got to do another round of this junk that I just drank. At 9 o'clock is the scheduled time for that.
So right as I'm wrapping up ADP chasing, you can sort of move on from that.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. It times out very nicely for me.
I mean, you're going to want to be drinking that while the show is on.
So that you can get out of watching.
I got
to wait till 9. I can't, you know. I'm a rule follower when it comes to stuff like this. They told me 32 ounces at between 4 and 5 o'clock. And same thing from 9 to 10 p.m.
32 ounces.
Yeah.
There was a hockey trade, I believe, yesterday. Did you see that?
There was a hockey trade.
Yeah, it was a small one, but there was a trade. And immediately I thought,
I guess I missed
how
this.
Dare you usurp the finals?
On the eve of the Stanley Cup.
Yeah. With this trade. It was very small. And I'm sure the teams involved thought, we're not going to be really doing anything bad.
No one's even going to notice. But you did.
I did notice.
Is it minor leaguers or what are we, what are we talking about here?
Okay. Maybe.
Yeah, I didn't catch this.
You know, I don't want to ever hear again about how, not that you are saying it, how like a hockey trade during the playoffs can't happen because it takes the spotlight away. It actually doesn't. If it's significant, it puts the spotlight on your sport.
Yeah,
takes away from the finals.
I definitely don't care about it, but I will say it because it's a thing that... I think people, media, big media within the league, think the league would rather you don't do anything significant.
But like with many things when it comes to the NHL, somebody should have to actually think about it.
Right, they are
because
wrong.
Because if there's a big hockey trade today, does it really, I'm not going to watch the game now.
Right.
I mean, just what kind of sense does that make?
None.
Listen, here's the new prototype. We are in the middle of the French Open. We are in the second week of the French Open. Not everybody cares about the French Open. Tennis fans do. Guess what happened yesterday? Serena Williams announced a comeback. You know, don't you think she should have waited until next week to not take the spotlight away? Somebody's saying that. And that's actually something where that might be right. Because I bet on those panel shows at Roland Garros, they're talking about Serena Williams.
Yep.
More they're talking about the Coco Gauff lost. So, you know.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely still, right. Yeah, that when I saw that headline... It's the first time I've thought about tennis in 5 years. I'm exaggerating, but whatever.
It is big. So there's anti-doping stuff. Like she's in the middle of some of that, and she's got to get through that. And I would assume that she does. She's 44. Venus is 45. Serena Williams is 44. Her last match, you know, professionally, unless she's playing with her kids. Her last match was the 22 Open, so fall of 22, almost 4 years ago. She's going to play doubles with Victoria Mboko of Canada in the Queen's Club grass tournament that precedes Wimbledon, which makes you think she'll probably play Wimbledon. Like, why play
well,
the Queen's Club and not Wimbledon?
Right.
Assuming she gets an entry, which I would. She's one slam singles title away from the most ever men or women. Djokovic and Margaret Court. Her kids are 8 and 2, so it's been that long since she kind of phased out of tennis. She had her daughter that was always kind of there, and that was cool when she became a mom and was still playing and kicking butt. But, you know, 44, and, you know, I think she would have to be pretty serious about playing the rest of the slams this year. I mean, there's... Only two left, Wimbledon and the Open, but I don't think you just come back for a week and then leave.
Right, that doesn't track with her reputation for her level of competitiveness. I just would be very surprised if she did that.
44.
I want to say something like, I can't wait to watch her play, but like I don't know that I'm going to watch doubles at the Queen's Club or whatever that is.
No.
And I don't even know that I would watch like a first-round match necessarily at Wimbledon, but like if she wins a couple and gets to like, I don't know, the quarters even... I think that sort of becomes can't miss TV for me. That's what I thought when I saw the news. I thought, how soon am I going to want to watch her play?
She'll get a wild card. I think, if she does. She's not going to be seeded. Although, some turn, I'm not sure about Wimbledon. Some tournaments go by the rankings and some make it up. Like, if she's in the field, somebody could be like, all right, you're the five seed or something. Right, like, right. I don't think so, though. So if she's a wild card and she draws a top seed in the first round, like then that's that match.
You want to see that then. Yeah.
Jessie.
Right. You know, like, yeah. Yeah, that's right.
I mean,
yeah, her first round match could be against someone really famous, and therefore it might be as good as it gets.
This would be terrifying for the seeds. Like, Oh, she's back? I mean, they might have all expected it. I don't know, but she's the greatest competitor I've ever seen in sports.
I don't want to push back on that at all. I did not follow her as much as you and your wife did, surely, but I think if I were given time to think about making a list of who I have found to be the most competitive people I've ever watched, she would definitely make the high end of that list. I'm not prepared to rank them. I don't have other names. I'm not thinking about it. But she belongs in the top company of that type of list.
Jordan, Brady.
Yeah, she's watching her dig in.
Schlittler.
On court, just seeing that happen.
Oh.
So many times. I really liked watching her. She's one of my favorites to have ever watched.
Really interesting. Kind of hope it lasts. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here, 803-0550 for your calls. This is WGR.